Do you like movies, television about comic books, and comic books themselves? Then you definitely need to listen to Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, John, and Gabe. Available now on iTunes, Stitcher, and your local computer monitor.
Hi, this is Erica Schultz.
And Claire Connolly.
And you're listening to Adrian Has Issues.
Hey guys, welcome to Adrian Has Issues. I'm Adrian. Doing something a little bit different today. I decided, well, you know what? First day, or actually second day of fall, it's really nice outside, not too humid. I was stopped at the post office trying to take care of some errands, and actually forgot that I had my recording equipment in my bag from a while ago. And I'm like, you know what? I feel like kind of recording, but I don't feel like sitting at a desk and doing it there. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do this one outdoors. So I'm in Montclair, New Jersey, sitting in this park type area, which is like right in the middle of town, so you'll probably hear cars, sirens, all that other fun stuff. So hopefully I'm gonna try to mix this down as best as possible. But it's been a while since I've done a mini episode. I noticed in many episodes that I did with Pat McDermott that is actually more of a full episode that somehow just never got released. Now when they say lost episodes, this one is actually lost because I'm still trying to find that file. So I've been sifting through all of my downloads and recordings for the past year or past couple of months trying to find it. So this will probably still be out of order by the time you hear it. Before I go any further, I just want to say thank you again to everybody who participated in my Adrian Has Issues t-shirt campaign. Thanks to everybody who contributed, who donated, who shared a post, who retweeted, who referred to other people. Basically, thank you for all of your constant support, friends and followers alike. It was really cool, and it was nice to see, you know, an outpouring of people who were helping out. And while the campaign itself wasn't exactly what I wanted to be at first, it was nice that people really stepped up and helped out, and I can't thank you enough. And unfortunately, I don't even think the word exists other than thank you to just say, like, you know, I really appreciate what you did. You guys know who you are if you're listening. But the one thing that is unfortunate, though, I was not able to meet the goal for the campaign, and I guess what was a little more disheartening was the fact that I was shy of the goal to get the shirts that people ordered printed. And that one kind of really bummed me out because I definitely appreciate you guys, you know, reaching out. But I still was hoping that at least whoever contributed to the campaign would get a shirt at the end of the day. But I have your information. I'm going to start contacting you individually pretty soon. And because I figured for those who wanted a shirt, I want to make sure that you guys still get one. So even though through this campaign I won't be getting one, I'm going to do my very best to make sure that everybody who contributed will get one. So, like I said, I'll be contacting you guys about that, and we'll get that arranged ASAP. The one thing I did like, though, is the fact that these shirts, I really like the design on these. Now, it's the first time I've ever done any merchandise of any kind, and I have to thank my girlfriend, creative director Eileen, for coming up with the logo for that, because it's a great logo, and It was a really cool thing because once that logo came about, this whole show sort of fell into place. So I want to thank her especially for coming up with that. In talking to her, we had a couple of ideas for a lot of shirts. So what I was thinking is, even if it's not necessarily through like a fundraiser campaign, I want to still make sure that these shirts are available. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to find a way to see if you could, you know, see if you can actually just sell these outright. So that way, at any time, someone just says, you know what, I like Adrian Has Issues, I like Adrian, I like his show, I would definitely, you know, wear a t-shirt with the logo on it. So at least that way, they could just go click on it, get an order, and that way they can get it sent right to them. So that way, we don't have to necessarily worry about meeting any sort of quotas. It'll just be on demand, available for you. So I definitely want to get that going. This has been a very interesting couple of months, And I try my best not to put too much of my, my personal life story in there, because I figured, you know what, I want to be a comedy podcast. I want to be funny. I want to entertain. I want people to turn on, you know, this show and, you know, be able to kick back and laugh or be informed, whatever. I don't necessarily want to make this into a, you know, I don't want this to necessarily be, you know, a labor to listen to. And you definitely don't want to hear someone go on about, you know, their problems, if unless it's that kind of show. Because, I mean, there are different types of podcasts. It's not just a bunch of comic book fans, you know, making fart jokes. Not that I have anything against it either, because I love doing that. But that's, I don't want it to be that show. But I can't lie. And I would say, though, it's been a rough couple of, I would say a rough couple of months. You know, a lot of things going on behind the scenes. And it's definitely reshifted my focus a bit, where, because all I really had to worry about, of course, was, you know, going to work, doing a podcast, and having fun with that. Well, the job situation is a little bit different now, and there's a lot of other things that need my attention. And I'm not gonna lie, maybe the podcast hasn't been priority number one, but at the same time, the show must go on, and I'm definitely not considering ending the show or trying not to go on any extended hiatus. However, if there are gaps in episode releases, do know that it's not intentional. I'm definitely not slacking, and it's definitely not one of those things that I'm like, well, I hate doing a show now. I absolutely love sitting down, whether it be just talking like I am here or doing, you know, interviewing somebody else. And I just love this. And this isn't a job. Like, I don't necessarily get paid for this at all. Matter of fact, I probably dumped more money into this than I probably should have on equipment and things like that, or going to conventions and such. But I love this, and this is the one thing I can honestly sit down and say I could do this pretty much for the rest of my life, because no two episodes are the same. There's always somebody new to talk to. And even if the same people have returned to the show, like, matter of fact, I actually did an episode with Steve Kassan, who was a guest on my last podcast called Adrian and Atlas Have Issues. He's a great guy, great filmmaker. So we chatted, and, you know, pretty much it was informal, just kicking back and talking pop culture. And, you know, we talked about some movies and such, and that was a lot of fun. But that was just sort of the idea. Like, I just love doing this, because even with the people that I've talked to quite often, there's always something new to discuss. There's always just something fun and exciting and engaging, something to just really get into. And I can't say I've ever been bored doing the show. I don't want to get bored doing the show, because I've listened to shows from people, and I'm not necessarily anybody that I know. Like, you know, you just occasionally you go on to some podcast, because, and there's some people who it's just, it doesn't sound like it's fun for them, or that they're even enjoying the process. And I'm not saying, again, not every show is just, you know, a bunch of people riffing on comics. You know, podcasts can be very different things. I know there's some for meditation, or there are more some for music, and there's some that really get into some pretty deep subjects. And even then, like, it's okay, maybe boring is necessarily the wrong term. I don't want to say boring, but don't sound like they're engaged at all. Like, it's almost a pain to kind of sit through, and I never want to be that show. I never want it to be that show. So I've been trying different things, because I'm saying to myself, look, even if it's kind of been difficult the past couple of weeks, couple of months, to sit down and maybe get a show out, I want to make sure that I'm still generating some content that's, again, that's amusing, that's entertaining, that people get into. So even if they don't necessarily get to hear my voice, they could still look to Adrian Has Issues and know that at least when they go there, they're going to have a good time. So I've done a couple of things. I've actually started a blog, which I've had a placeholder for, but I just recently just started posting on it. It's called Geekin' Ain't Easy, which is a line I used to say all the time when I used to talk to Atlas way back when, or even, you know, with Will, my co-host for Ignoring Movies. And basically the idea was, geeking ain't easy was the line I used to say when you realize that being a full-time nerd is something that, it's not a job, it's not a title, it's just a lifestyle kind of thing. And much like a lot of my brothers and sisters in geekery, when we are involved in something, like if we're really behind in something, whether it be a TV show or a comic or any other property, we will really get into it. Like, we want to know everything about it. Whether it be merchandising, trivia, you know, you want to know the ins and outs. And it's hard work to, like, it's actually kind of difficult, really, because to know to be so deep into your fandom or your geekery, it's something that you don't just stop doing. It's a constant thing. And it's always kind of interesting to talk to people who aren't in that sort of thing. So when I would be at work and I'd fan out about Age of Ultron or, like, you know, some comic or whatever, I'd be just beside myself discussing it. And you could always tell they're like, all right, well, you know, I enjoy that he's into it, but it's not my thing. So it's, you know, you can't really switch it off as much. But Geeking Ain't Easy is just one of those things where I talk about my issues, no pun intended, with the geek community. Both, you know, positive, maybe sometimes negative, depending on what it is. But I try not to be too negative. But basically, it's my space for musing about certain topics. The first post was actually about New York Comic Con and my experience with the con, past, present, and the possible future. Because I talked with my sister recently and my brother-in-law about Comic Con and how it's becoming a much different thing than it was originally. It's hard to say whether it's a positive or negative change. It's just different. Like, it's not the very thing that I thought it once was. But it's changing for me because I'm not necessarily going into the show as a consumer. Like, I'm not going into the show as somebody who's just there to buy things, going to panels. Like, I want to do all that stuff, but now having the podcast, I don't want it, not necessarily enough just to, like, grab books or get autographs. Like, I want to meet the people behind these great works. And whether it be through an interview or just talking to them and maybe, you know, seeing about having them on the show. And just meeting them from that level as opposed to just being a fan. Because by being there, I'm already a fan, but I want to do something a little bit more involved than what I used to do at Comic-Con. So in the past, I would say year, maybe even 2 years, I've been trying to do more of that. And it's kind of been a learning process. The one thing I did learn with the whole t-shirt campaign, and it kind of speaks to this as well, is that things may not always work out the way you want them to. I guess that's kind of what I'm getting at. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's always an outright failure. It just means that, okay, you learned something, and now you know certain things to do, certain things not to do, finding different ways, different approaches. And that's kind of the thing. So when I found that, like, you know, and I saw that Comic-Con wasn't as fulfilling as it was before, so it's like, okay, now use it more as a networking aspect as opposed to just being, you know, a regular attendee, which is fine if that's what you're into, but I realized I needed something more out of my experience. So I've been trying to go to a lot of other shows, go to some smaller cons, and do the same thing there and seeing how I do. So it's been interesting, and it's been a lot of fun. Like, I really, like, now having repurposed that within myself, Comic-Con or comic book conventions in general have been much more fun than they ever have been before. And that's something that I can honestly say. Convention life is exhausting, it's tiring, and especially if you're there as an exhibitor or, you know, an artist or something, like, you're there for quite a while. So there's different ways, you know, to do things that will maybe make it fun so it's not so exhausting, because, again, it's a labor of love, and love hurts sometimes, I guess. So there was that blog. I actually restarted my music blog. Back in 2012, I started a music blog called Hobsnobbery, which is actually it's a play on words of hobnobbing and also just snobbery. And it's a blog about my love of music, because long before podcasting became a thing, like, well, the comic book and geekdom was always a thing, but one of my first loves was always music, whether it be rock, hip-hop, pop, you know, even country or even some of the other genres that some people are like, well, I don't like those two. But to me, I've been a fan of almost every single music genre. And if there's a performer within that genre I don't like, there's maybe another one that'll turn me on to it. Like, I used to hate dubstep because, like, I thought Skrillex was, like, the worst thing. But then you listen to some other dubstep artists, and you're like, okay, so maybe you don't like this necessary performer, but as a genre, like, okay, I can get behind this. So there's definitely that going on, but I've always been a fan of music, and I like talking about it, and I love, you know, just discussing it, and I just love giving my thoughts about music in general. So since 2012, I've had a blog called Hobsnobbery, where I'm using a lot of bands and music, mainly within, I try to stay within the realm of New Jersey, because there's a lot of great bands here in my backyard, whether they're signed, unsigned, indie, or otherwise, but I stay in New Jersey. But again, I try not to restrict myself, so there's music outside of that that I really get behind, that I really love. I'll post about that too, but that's been a lot of fun. And I really want to take that blog to the next level. and maybe start doing a little bit of podcasting there, because I've noticed in a lot of ways, like especially since I've been talking a lot with Chris Revel from Let's Chat with Revel and Friends. I was just on his show recently, the episode I think is called Return of Adrian King, and just sitting down and just talking about music, whether it be our experiences at shows or like, you know, albums that we loved back in high school and stuff like that. Like, I've always just loved talking about music, and sometimes there's thoughts I have that aren't necessarily gonna fit on a blog per se. So I would really like to maybe do like a periodically, like do a Hop Snobbery podcast. So if you know that blogger, you know me, if you think you would want to hear, you know, more music related stuff from me, drop me a line. I'm on Twitter at Adrian Has Issues. I'm on Facebook at facebook.com/Adrian Has Issues. I'm on Instagram at Adrian Has Issues Pod. I'm on, you know, there's email, adrianhasissues@gmail.com. I'm also on Stitcher and iTunes. If you can find a show there. But drop me a line. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think of the blog. Let me know what you'd want to hear me talk about. I'm always up for, you know, some topics. If someone's like, hey, you know, what are your thoughts on Star Wars? Or what are your thoughts on the new James Bond? Whatever it may be, because a lot of times what's great about that feedback is there's a lot of things that I think about but maybe don't always articulate as well as maybe people around me. And if you know my girlfriend, that usually happens there, where she finishes a lot of my thoughts, because sometimes I'm just so scatterbrained that I don't always pick up on certain things. So I'm always up for feedback. And also, one thing I can ask of you guys, whoever's listening, guys and girls, excuse me, is that the one thing I would definitely ask is, if you like the show, if you're a fan of the show, please, please, please do what you can to leave a review and a rating, whether it be on iTunes or Stitcher. Because how that works and what that does is, let's be honest, it's a numbers game. So let's say, for instance, you know, you have a show on iTunes or Stitcher. The more reviews you get and the more ratings you get, obviously, it increases the chance of, you know, Stitcher, iTunes seeing the show and being like, oh, hey, they're getting a lot of feedback from this. Push it up. And it's not just the I want to be on top, I want to be number one in iTunes or Stitcher. It's not necessarily about being number one. It's a matter of reach. And the more ratings and reviews that a show gets, the easier it is for other people to see that the show is getting feedback. And then it brings in more listeners. So if you love what I do and you want to get people to know more about it, please leave a rating and a review, and that way it'll help extend the reach of the show, and we can get this podcast into more ears, because, again, I love doing this, and I want as many people as possible to listen, because I think that I don't always think I do a lot of things well, and if you know me, like, I have a tendency to be very sarcastic and sometimes pessimistic on certain things, but with this podcast, I love this so much, and I, like I said, it's, I would love as many people to hear the show as possible. So for anyone who's listening, it only takes a few moments. There's links on my website, which is adrianhasissues.com, for iTunes and Stitcher. Leave a 5-star review, leave a rating. You know, you don't have to necessarily write a book report, but just being like, hey, I like your show. Or maybe you don't like the show. I'll deal with any feedback. Or maybe there's something you think I do too much or you want to see different, or I welcome any and all feedback. So definitely, if it's positive, I mean, bring it on in. If it's not positive, bring it on anyway. Because you know what? At the end of the day, it's still feedback, and that still means you're engaged in some way. And that'll definitely help extend the show's reach. Speaking of extending the show's reach, I don't want to speak on it just yet. I don't want to speak on it just yet because there's no necessary guarantee that this is going to happen. But I've been making a lot of moves. I've been trying to come up with new and exciting ways to push my show out there. And I've been getting some feedback, some very unlikely sources on things that, you know, some feedback on things that maybe they feel that I could do to help with the show. And I've heard them and I've listened. And it may be a while from now, but I've definitely been trying to find ways to make the show better. Because as much as I love what I do, I wanted to get bigger. I wanted to get better. And I'm not talking like, you know, going Hollywood with it, where it's like, oh, you know, look at him now. He doesn't, you know, talk to the little guy or whatever. Like, he's so famous now. It's not about getting famous. It's just more of realizing that I don't want to get stagnant. Like, I don't want the show to get boring. So that's why I always try to make sure that I can find new and exciting ways to put the podcast out there, because I have so much fun doing this, and let's just keep having fun with it. So that's it. I don't want to get into anything too seriously because I want to save that for some other shows I have coming up, and I definitely want to keep going through the blog because I have a lot of thoughts about certain things, but maybe I'll wait until the time is right that I can sit down and gather those thoughts properly. So just to recap, again, thanks to everybody who contributed and donated money to the t-shirt campaign. And again, I have my sincerest apologies that we did not hit the goal to get the shirts printed. However, I'm going to do my best to make sure that whoever wanted one of the shirts gets one. So I'm going to do whatever it takes to get that to happen. Again, check out my new blog, Geeking Ain't Easy. There's another blog I'm going to start up soon called Player One Press Start, which is actually a feature I used to do on Hop Snobbery, where it's geek-related music. Whether it be video game music, like cover music, or electronic music, or like, you know, chip stuff. So there's a lot of stuff going on the blog front. And if you want to go to my blog, the main page is hopsnobbery.com. But if you're more fan of Adrian Has Issues, there's a link to it in the navigation bar under blogs. You'll find that there. Also, just thank you. Thank you guys so much for just checking out this show. And when I first started this podcasting venture, you know, a couple years ago, never in a million years would I think anybody would really be listening. I definitely did not think that was something that would happen. But this show, we're not, you know, this isn't Nerdist. This isn't Smodcast. This isn't, you know, one of the top rated shows ever. And that's okay. Like, I don't necessarily do this just for the fame. I just do this because it's fun and I can't stop talking about geek things, whether it be comic books or movies. This is something I've done for a very long time with friends, but it's like now I get to do it in front of a microphone. So, or behind a microphone, depending on which way you're looking at it. So, I'm going to go for now, and thanks for checking out this mini-sode. And again, like I said, if you like the show, rate it, review it. And for now, we will see you next issue.